When the State Department of Transportation took over the Kinnickarm Crossing project from previous managers within the Kinnickarm Bridge and Toll Authority, or KABATA, in July of last year, planners took a fresh look at traffic projections needed to ensure adequate tolls could be collected to pay project costs. But as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, critics of the new plan say it's the same old numbers game.
A socioeconomic study released by the State Department of Transportation shows a scaled-down approach to fiscal plans to pay for the proposed bridge linking Anchorage and the Mat-Su Borough. DOT has applied for a federal loan to foot the bill for the bulk of construction costs, according to Project Director Judy Doherty. She says the new look incorporates recent information.
Since DOT and the state is bringing financing to this project, they are taking a much more conservative look at the population projection.
Doherty says that the new financing outlook would depend on a minimum of 18,000 vehicles a day paying a toll to cross the bridge. The traffic projections are based on expectations of population growth in the borough. Doherty says under the current plan, toll revenues from the bridge are to be tapped to pay for the state's share of the construction costs of the project. Doherty points out that the old plan relied on tolls to pay for all bridge construction costs.
Under the new plan, which is a public finance plan, the tolls will only be responsible for paying for operations and maintenance and for the TIFIA loan, which is approximately one-third of the construction cost.
A TIFIA loan is federal transportation money. The bridge project has applied for and been denied TIFIA funds half a dozen times. But the traffic projections for potential users of the proposed Kinnickarm Bridge are not realistic, according to an opponent of the project, independent financial analyst Jamie Kenworthy. He says consultants for the bridge project have inflated traffic estimates.
The DOT has now spent $1 million on new consultants to come up with the same numbers criticized by the LBNA audit. Their population projections for Mat-Su in 2040 project 60% more growth than the state demographer and that AMATS, the Anchorage Transportation Unit, is using for their 2040 plan.
Kenworthy, a longtime critic of the bridge, brought his analysis to a meeting of the KABATA board in Anchorage on Thursday. DOT consultants' information shows a doubling of population by 2040 in most Mat-Su communities based on 2012 population figures.
And KABATA DOT has now put five times more people and twice as many jobs at Point McKenzie in 2040 than the borough's own consultant projected for 2035.
Doherty says DOT's population projections are centered on growth at Point McKenzie. She says TIFIA experts will decide on the validity of the toll estimates.
Our studies will have to be investment grade. We'll have to get two rating opinions, and they will evaluate our project and our projections.
Kenworthy counters that a fiscally strapped state needs to proceed with caution.
We still have a AAA rating for now, and the feds are not going to care about these nonsensical numbers. The state has to care, because when the toll shortfall comes, this becomes other debt service at the front end of the budget that it takes away from other transportation projects and teachers and public safety, or the state defaults.
The KABATA board did not have a quorum at the meeting and took no action on Thursday. I'm Ellen Lockyer.